Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Werner Staub. You may begin.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm product manager for Tivoli Service Automation Manager, and I'm glad to be on this Tivoli talk call today. And the great news I have to share with you is that today, on the 6th of July, we just announced another release of this product to be available by the 9th of July, just in 3 days' time. So I'm very excited about this, and I'd like to share the news we are coming up with here during this presentation. So you've got the slides. So what we want to take you through is the general problems customers are facing, how they use Tivoli Service Automation Manager, and then I'll turn it over to Marco to look at IBM Service Delivery Manager, and we'll close off the call discussing next steps and also take your questions there. Please move to page three. The big focus are the pressures in IT today. The gaps are there's a large demand in the industries. Users want resources very quickly, and they can't wait till IT provides them those services. And at the same time, the financial officer wants to lower the costs. So it's faster innovation paired with lowering the cost at that time. And the organizations really are faced with this high demand of the users, and specifically in some geographies where there is a shortage of skills that makes it difficult just to fulfill that within the demand that's being required there. That causes critical projects to be lagging in their schedules, and it also, people are performing a lot of mundane tasks. They have to repeatedly recover systems. They have to find out about problems. So these are the IT challenges we have today. And that's why we need a greater flexibility in the IT infrastructure to react to the dynamically changing conditions. That's the overall scenario. When we move to page number four, when we look at traditional infrastructure, we have x86 servers, which are utilized to a very low degree, for example, just 5% utilization of the hardware. In the medium systems, that figure is certainly much better, and in the C system space, the utilization, is already in the 90s there. So that's a traditional infrastructure there. And there's a lot of manual operations and maintenance to be performed. When we look specifically at the x86 space, if we provide a fully virtualized environment, we can exploit the capacity of these machines to a larger extent. This is achieved by embedding service management into the machines and also providing self-service for the user just to demand IT service power there. The objective there is reducing the costs and specifically in the labor area, increasing the utilization of the systems, but also reducing license costs in that kind of context, but also be much faster in our provisioning times there. And if we go down this path through cloud, we create a lot of standardization, which results in systems that can be managed in a much easier way, and the support costs for these systems are degraded by 40%. So this is the overall scenario there. And the service management product that Tivoli provides, the cornerstone for such solutions, is Tivoli Service Automation Manager on page number five. Tivoli Service Automation Manager, together with other Tivoli products and other products also from System and Technology Group, provides you the capability to manage such a cloud environment. And that is done through the request, fulfill, and management phase, the life cycle of the cloud service. Let's start with the end user perspective. From an end user perspective, you request an IT service through a self-service interface. This can be either the test department, but it can also be a financial department, and you do that via a service catalog that allows you to access standard IT services there. The next value there, of course, is the provisioning of the system to a high degree of automation, and a value that can't be underestimated is the deprovisioning of these environments. This is very important because the resources are being freed up and returned to the pool then, so you save a lot of capital expenditure there since you much better utilize the requirements, the equipment in this case. Tivoli Service Automation Manager allows you to define policies that can allow you to use and reuse the assets there. You can specify time frames. You can specify quality of services for your offering there. In addition, this offering can be integrated with or included in other offerings. For example, Tivoli Service Automation Manager is a service management engine for IBM CloudBurst, which is cloud in a box out there in the market. It integrates with WebSphere, the CloudBurst appliance, an appliance with image-based delivery of certain WebSphere environments. And Tivoli Service Automation Manager integrates with Tivoli Usage and Accounting Monitoring, just to provide you also usage monitoring up to billing capabilities for your cloud environment, because cloud very much is pay as you go, or at least monitor as you go. Let's look at the details of the offering there, just to give you an overview on page number 6. There you see the self-service portal and the service catalog. As an end user, and in this case, when you look at this user interface, this is an IT user, you can request your IT service, your virtual environment. As you can see on that page, this is a graphical user interface on modern Web 2.0 technology, and it allows you the reservation of the resources for a certain time frame, certain hypervisors underneath, certain images. Then you can do other things like now you can actually add software to your environment that is installed on top of the image at the deployment time. So when you look at this picture, this is very much for the IT user, because you can specifically define CPU, memory, and disk. For business user, you sometimes choose just to provide services on a higher level there. The next important point is on page number 7 is the delivery phase of those services. They are delivered much faster through the automated workflow. Instead of paper requests, you have an automated self-service portal. If people go on vacation, it will be handled by the process that the request doesn't get stuck. So you don't need to daily check your status of your request, this is being tracked by the workflow. You don't have to look for specific hardware availability, since you request the service when you need it, and it's handled in a virtual environment there. And the inconsistent provisioning is being replaced by an automated process that is less error-prone and much easier to maintain afterwards. When we go to page number 8, here you see the advantages of the service catalog again. It's standardization that specifically drives that space. We've looked into automation on the previous page. Now the standardization of the environments of the services is being looked at. In this case, if you need a new application, as a developer, you look for system resources and you find old environments. So the target here is just to reduce the variability and offer you the latest and greatest current environments through the cloud here. And that is done through the service catalog, and this gives you a high level of production standardization for these environments. So you have the objective is to have less variation but allow for variation if it is needed. The next page, number 9, we drilled in, down a little bit more in the automated provisioning of, and here we've got a library of images there that is being exploited for common provisioning tasks. We improved with this in release also on our image management capabilities. We've added Safe Restore to help the administrator just save an environment at a time and reinitialize it at a later phase. An example here in this case is you've got an application, you're testing it, you deploy it, later on you're facing problems. Now you need to create another test environment to reproduce the error, so this allows you just to perform such tasks there. So you can actually free the resource for a certain time, put it back in the tool pool, and then you get the environment back later when you actually need it, something you wouldn't do with physical hardware because the effort is far too big just to reconstruct your environment. This is done with based on Tivoli Provisioning Manager, and I'm also glad to announce that Tivoli Provisioning Manager has been also announced today, version 7.1.1, again available on the 9th of July for electronic availability. Let's move on to the next page, page number 10. So the overall message is being faster, lowering the cost, consistent quality of the environment, moving from a traditional infrastructure to a cloud with service management. Lowering the expertise that is being needed for deploying and configuring the systems, just removing error-prone tasks there and long lead times for those systems to a high degree of automation, provisioning, and making it available in a much shorter time frame since the automation does the work for you. On page number 11, this is important because you have a descriptive way through policies how you want to do your provisioning of new images and new environments. Today, well, this is done in a very manual way, but now it's being done through templates in this case. And when you actually roll out the image with a certain layout at a specific time, you manage the environment then, and at the end of the scheduled time, the image is being stored or reconstructed for later usage. And when you don't need the system anymore, you finally can undeploy deprovisioning the resources forever and to return it back in the pool. On page number 12, here's just a little overview about metering usage and accounting that is also today available in the connection with IBM CloudBurst. And what we've done is we combine the service data, when was a service created, what's the size and the quality of the service. We combine this service data also with other cost data in your environment, like network, like service desks, and other external and internal data. So you can actually create reports about the service utilization, about the resources required, and you can do a billing based on the usage of the systems and bill the users automatically there. This is important from both perspectives, the billing side as well as for the planning and budgeting side of your IT cloud in this case. On page number 13, let me now go into the detail what we deliver now with this release. Just a little overview there. So we've done considerable investment, specifically not just only in the installation of the software, but also in the post-install configuration. This is highly important to us to provide a much faster time to value till your first project is up and running, because that's really the first time you get the value. It's not when you've got the environment installed there. Another area of investment that sticks out is our investment in network topologies. The purpose here is to provide secure and isolated environments by departments or by individual customers, just to protect your data there, to provide the right level of security. This is very much needed by service providers, but also in internal accounts. For example, our IBM Compute Cloud is one of the big exploiters on the internal side, as well as our own test organizations of Tivoli Service Automation Manager. To do this, as you see on the next line, we added the capability to tie a virtual environment into multiple virtual local area networks, pooling of subnets, quite a lot of capabilities in the networking area we have added, so you can distinguish between the management network of the overall environment, the management network on a departmental or customer basis, the network of an individual group, so you've got a lot of flexibility to tie in your environment into multiple network topologies there. What we are also doing, and this is delivery over time, is support of VM control capabilities. VM control is our system and technology group hypervisor on a broad set of IBM platforms. So we are starting off with System P, and you'll see also more capabilities coming there over time later in the System X and System C side. Just to add a little bit more to this list, as I mentioned before, is now you also have the capability to add software when you deploy an IT service or later when the service in operation is there automatically, then more flexibility in how you change the capacity of your IT service. You can make modifications simpler to CPUs, memory, disk space of new and already reserved systems, so you can utilize your cloud better and respond to changing user needs in that environment. We've also added Web 2.0-based approval workflow, so it's simple for end users and administrators just to approve requests. Either you can do that fully automatic so that no approval is required, or you can have a multi-step approval workflow till the actual IT service is being deployed automatically by Tivoli Service Automation Manager. Also, we are now publishing our REST API, Representational State Transfer API, which allows customers, service providers, more capability to put different interfaces on top, just to add specific information that is being needed in the deployments, company-specific information, so you can actually more simply add fields to the user interface, and then later on during the automatic deployment consider the input of the end user and automate just according to the user request there. What we've also have done, just to add to this list, is you can have cloud deployments driven from a change process. So you've got change and configuration management database, and you can handle this as a change request, and the change request is just handled like any other change request in your company. Of course, it can be, again, a pre-approved change request, and the actual cloud deployment becomes part of that integration process here. Other investments went into performance and scalability. As said before, we are using our IBM clouds, or our IBM clouds use Tivoli Service Automation Manager and the Tivoli Portfolio to drive their cloud service management. So performance and scalability for IBM as well as our customers and integrators will be provided, so all benefit from this capability. And last but not least, also it's important that, of course, we provide support for the latest hypervisors and platform capabilities, and that will be reflected in, that is reflected in the announcement letter, which you find on www.ibm.com today. What you'll see over the next weeks, there will be more material being published. Field education is being provided. There's more collateral training and demo environments that are being worked at the moment. So you can have a breadth of capabilities to use from just to show it to customers and prospects in your case. Okay, that was the overview on page 13. Please look at the announcement letter for further details. On page 14, just to give you the core message again, Tivoli Service Automation Manager is about lowering cost, significant ROI, simplifying your IT environment and the service management of it. It's a great investment to go to cloud to drive towards standardization, automation, and put a process around it. This actually essentially over time will work towards the industrialization of IT, where cloud is the next step to reach that goal here. So on the subsequent pages, there's some ROI examples, how cloud can provide you payback and savings for your investment. And let me just drill down in one of these examples. So when you look at the ROI analysis of a bank with a large number of servers, there was significant reduction in the mainly also that's important in the sysadmin costs. So you see the standardization there at work, the provisioning part. So here you see automation reflected, of course, the testing productivity, and I expect also an increase there since we've got now the capability just to have multiple instances of saved environments, and you can roll it out much simpler now with Save and Restore there. And what is important also, better utilize your hardware and software just doing cloud with service management in this case. So this is the overview from my side on page 18. Again, a summary of the benefits and deliverable. I think I've taken you through most of them. So I'd like to pass on to Marco just to take you through IBM Service Delivery Manager.
Okay, thanks a lot, Werner. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Marco Sebastiani. I'm Product Manager for IBM Service Delivery Manager. IBM Service Delivery Manager, it's a new offering, so it's not announced yet. Our current plan is to have it ready on the market by September this year. IBM Service Delivery Manager is a bundle of Tivoli products delivered as a set of virtual images. So it includes Service Automation Manager, and it will include a version with the capability that Bernard just described. In addition to the standard provisioning, service request management, scheduling and reservation capability provided by Service Automation Manager, Service Delivery Manager will also include monitoring to monitor your cloud environment, TUAM, Tivoli Usage and Accounting, to manage usage and chargeback accounting on your cloud environment. And on the SystemX platform, we'll also include Tivoli System Automation for high availability. So if you're familiar with IBM CloudBurst, IBM Service Delivery Manager represents the software stack included in CloudBurst. So the management stack included in CloudBurst delivered as a software-only offering. It does support two management server environments, so the management server can run on both SystemX and a Power System. But in terms of managed two environment, it does support all the environments supported by Tivoli Service Automation Manager. So to make a very long story short, the key takeaway around Service Delivery Manager are the following. It's a bundle of service automation, Tivoli monitoring, usage and accounting, and system automation manager. This bundle is delivered to you as a set of pre-integrated virtual images. Those images can run on SystemX and Power, but from those images you can manage an external environment that is both a SystemX, Power, or even C. Of course, the key benefit of this offering is that it greatly simplified the deployment and the integration work. It reduced the time to value and also allow your customer to get an initial cloud environment ready in a matter of days rather than, you know, requiring a long deployment cycle. Going to slide 21, so if you consider the service discipline needed to manage a cloud environment, this includes service management, provisioning, monitoring, usage and accounting. All these capability are delivered, again, as a single bundled offering into IBM Service Delivery Manager. How IBM Service Delivery Manager is positioned against the Service Automation Manager and CloudBurst. So looking at slide 22, if we consider the dimension of, you know, customizability and flexibility, on one end, you have Tivoli Service Automation Manager, which is a standard software-only offering, high degree of flexibility. It supports a number of platforms in terms of manage from and manage to. Of course, it requires some level of integration work to be integrated, for example, with monitoring or usage and accounting. At the opposite side of the spectrum, you have a pre-integrated appliance offering like IBM CloudBurst, where you have software and hardware already pre-integrated and pre-bundled. In between these two, let me say, extreme, sits IBM Service Delivery Manager. So it allows more flexibility than IBM CloudBurst, meaning that you can, for example, reuse your pre-existing hardware. Again, Service Delivery Manager is software only. Of course, it's less flexible than IBM Service, Tivoli Service Automation, because the topology of the management server is pre-integrated. But on the other hand, it reduced the integration cost required to implement a full cloud service management solution. Going in a little bit of more detail on the on this offering, slide 23. On the left side of this slide, you see the IBM Service Delivery Manager manage from environment. Again, this offering is delivered as a set of virtual images. So rather than being a standard software product with its own installation procedure, ISDM, it's a prepackaged, are four prepackaged virtual machines. Since they are virtual machines, they require an hypervisor environment in order to be deployed. And for this release, we support both VMware on a System X environment and PowerVM and VM Control on a Power environment. This is the management server. This is where the ISDM product needs to be installed. From this server, the user can still manage a cloud environment on different hypervisor and different physical server. So in terms of physical infrastructure, we support System X, Power, and Z. And in terms of hypervisor, on System X, we support VMware, KVM, Xen, and on Power, PowerVM, and VM Control. And of course, VVM on the Z infrastructure. In terms of capability, slide 24. Once again, this solution is an end-to-end service management solution for cloud. So you have the service request management and the provisioning and the scheduling capability provided by Service Automation Manager, the monitoring capability provided by Tivoli Monitoring, usage and accounting for basically measuring your cloud usage, and finally, system automation to ensure high availability of the management server. Slide 25 is again a representation of a different option in terms of spectrums of flexibility. Once again, on one end, Service Automation Manager is fully flexible, software only, and requires some level of integration work. Service Delivery Manager is pre-integrated and software only, and CloudBurst, it's a pre-integrated software and hardware. Slide 26 is just a representation of all the componentry included in the various product. Let me just clarify one point. IBM Service Delivery Manager does not add capability to the product included in the bundle. So to make an example, the Tivoli Service Automation Manager included into ISDM is exactly the same of the standalone Service Automation Manager product and provide exactly the same capability that Werner just described. So we will be included into ISDM, the standard, let me say, Tivoli product. The only capability introduced by ISDM is on the deployment and installation step. You can provision, you can deploy, and you can integrate this four product in a matter of hours rather than, you know, requiring days and days of integration work. And this can be achieved through the virtual image deployment of ISDM. Finally, on slide 27, I'm listing the supported platform. Like I said, the managed from environment, so the environment where the ISDM servers must be installed, can either be VMware on System X or PowerVM or VM Control on System P. While on the managed to side, you have all the flexibility provided by TSM. This is the set of platforms supported by ISDM. Of course, the standalone piece and products also support Linux on System Z and Linux on System X and AIX as a managed from environment. That's pretty much all I had for ISDM. Just to summarize, again, ISDM, IBM Service Delivery Manager, it's a new offering. It's not announced yet. Our current plan is to have it announced by the end of August this year. It will support as a management server both System X and Power. It's a set of pre-integrated virtual machine where products like Tivoli Service Automation Manager, ITM, TUAM, and System Automation are already pre-installed and pre-integrated into a virtual machine for easier deployment and time to value. That's all I had for today.
Would you like to take questions at this time?
Yes.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking the question. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, star 1 if you would like to ask a question. One moment for the first question. Angus Jamieson, your line is open.
Hi. A quick question, if I may. You mentioned the product won't be announced until August. What ability have I to talk to clients or show the material to build pipeline between now and then, please?
Since this product's not announced, you know, we cannot disclose. This is still IBM confidential information, but of course you can talk about, you know, general statement, but if your customer is disclosed through an NDA, this set of information can be disclosed. My suggestion is to provide dates in terms of, let me say, quarter rather than fixed dates, so we can say third quarter announcement. But you can certainly talk about this offering and the capability and the ability to install it through image-based deployment.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Time, I show no further questions. We do have one other question. David Rogers, you may ask your question.
Good morning. What is the impact of the Big Fix announcement that we're going to buy that company? Does that affect any of these products or the TSAM?
I think the Big Fix announcement won't have a direct impact on TSAM. I just compare it with the IntelliDent acquisition in the past. So, for example, TSAM focuses on actually tying in capabilities rather than doing the actual deployment as for network and other topologies. So also that's the same in the case of Big Fix. So it adds to the capabilities we have in the Tivoli portfolio there. Does that answer your question? So we will be considering it, just to add that, we'll be considering how we can exploit it in that context.
Have any workflows been written to integrate Big Fix, you know, yet? I mean, already, since it's been out in the market for a while?
Not, not at this point in time, specifically for TFAM.
Thanks.
Show no further questions. Did you wish to conclude the call at this time, since there are no further questions?
Okay.
This concludes then today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.